Welcome to Schoolin' Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds featuring prominent leaders, subject matter experts, and thought innovators with their perspectives on the current challenges facing K-12 education. I'm your host, Larissa Napolitan, a former teacher, instructional coach, and a member of the Branching Minds team. My hope is to shine a light on phenomenal educators and those that are on a mission to transform our schools and the lives of students. If you're listening to this, there's a good chance the school year is winding down. Maybe the buses are running their last routes, the hallways are quieter, and you finally have a moment to exhale. So first, take a breath with me. You made it. This episode is for those district and school leaders out there steering your MTSS. And today I want to talk about something we don't always make time for in the busy rhythm of the year, reflection. More specifically, I want to talk about setting intentions for next year and why that's different from and honestly more powerful than setting goals. So grab your coffee or iced tea or whatever your summer drink of choice is, and let's settle in. First, let me start with a question. When you think about next school year, what comes to mind first? I bet it's goals. Improve tier one fidelity, reduce the number of students stuck in tier three, tighten up your data meetings. And those are really good goals. We need them. But here's the thing. A goal tells you where you want to go. An intention tells you how you want to show up while you get there. And that distinction matters more than we often realize. The educator and coach, Elena Aguilar, has written beautifully about this. In her work, she describes an intention as a statement about how you want to be, an aspiration for how you might want to think, feel, and engage, so you can be your best self. Notice she's not talking about outcomes. She's talking about presence and about the posture you bring to the work. And there's real science behind why this works. Aguilar often shares a quote from Daniel Siegel's book, The Mindful Brain. Intentions create an integrated state of priming, a gearing up of our neural system to be in the mode of that specific intention. We can be readying to receive, to sense, to focus, to behave in a certain manner. Sit with that for a second. When you set an intention, your brain quietly starts noticing the people, opportunities, and choices that move you toward it. It's like telling your own mind what to pay attention to. So a goal might be build trust with my principals this year. But the intention, I want to listen before I respond, is what actually shapes the 100 small moments that build trust. Now, reflection is the partner to all of this. You can't set a meaningful intention without first looking honestly at where you've been. The team at New Leaders, an educational leader organization, puts it well. Two things are constant in schools. The first is change. The second is the ongoing need to pause, self-reflect, and reassess before moving forward differently. Those two go hand in hand. Reflection is the counterbalance that keeps change from turning into chaos or burnout. And reflection isn't always comfortable, is it? I love the framework that is shared in an EdWeek article, and it's linked in the show notes. You can check it out. She calls it LOVE: list, organize, value, and evaluate. You list your core values. You organize them by theme. You ask why each one of those matters, peeling back the layers like an onion. And then you evaluate how your actual decisions line up with those values. Here's the honest part that the author names. If there's no discomfort in your self-reflection, you're probably not doing it right. Thomas, the author, shares her own story, how her deep value of commitment made her take it personally when a teacher left, until reflection helped her shift from judgment to empathy. That's the work. The personal shapes the professional, whether we examine it or not. So that's the why. Reflection helps us see clearly. Intention helps us lead deliberately. Together, they turn a new school year from something that happens to us into something we actually author. Okay, so let's bring this home to the work you're actually doing. How does any of this connect to your MTSS? In my experience, this is where intention becomes incredibly practical. Because an MTSS lives or dies on the choices leaders make every single day. Let me say that again. Because an MTSS lives or dies on the choices leaders make every single day, often without noticing. Let me share a familiar story, and you might relate, about a superintendent who prided himself on being present in his schools. He visited constantly, but when a coach dug into his actual routine, they found that most of his visits never left the main office. Teachers never saw him in classrooms. His intention was to support schools. The outcome? Staff experienced his visits as procedural check-ins, not real connection. That's the gap between an invisible habit and a stated value. And it happens to all of us. Those automatic routines, the ones we fall into without thinking, quietly steer us away from what we say matters most. For a district leader, those habits don't just affect you, they ripple out to your staff, your schools, and ultimately your students. So, how do you catch the gap? You start with asking honest questions. So, here are five reflection questions worth bringing to your summer thinking. First, is your MTSS actually making a difference? Take that 3,000-foot view and be radically honest about who's experiencing a positive impact and whether any negative trends are creeping in. Secondly, what new behaviors or practices are showing up in your schools? Students' gains are a lagging indicator, so if you're only a year in, you probably want to ask, are adults talking about data differently, collaborating differently? Number three, are you following your implementation plan with fidelity? You ask your teachers to deliver interventions with fidelity. Are you tending to the system with that same fidelity? Number four, what's the evidence it's working? Sometimes that evidence is teachers bringing data to meetings without being asked. And finally, number five, how has your leadership changed? This one takes vulnerability. Have you grown? How do you know? Now, I want to talk about a real challenge here because it connects directly to intention, initiative fatigue. You know the feeling. We've gone down so many rabbit holes. For some folks, MTSS practically became a dirty word. MTSS expert and friend of Branching Minds, Judy Elliott, reframes initiative fatigue in a way I find really helpful. At its heart, it's a trust issue. Staff have been burned by too many things layered on, an inch wide and a mile deep. So the intentional leader doesn't pile on. Instead, and I love this image, Elliot talks about the stove. At any given time, she says, there's some stuff on the stove we need to stir a little faster. Some that needs to go on the back burner, and some needs to come all the way off the stove. That's an intention, isn't it? The intention to subtract before you add, to protect your people's energy and trust. And here's the mindset shift that ties it all together. MTSS isn't another thing on the stove. And as the framework experts put it, it's not another thing, it is the thing. It's not an add-on initiative. It's the structure that helps all those separate efforts complement one another and eases the burden across the whole system. When you lead with that intention, MTSS stops feeling like one more plate to spin and starts feeling like the table everything sits on. One more image from Elliot, because I love it. She shares a friend's line, if you're leading a parade, make sure people are behind you. Otherwise, you're just taking a walk. So as you reflect this summer, ask yourself honestly, are your people behind you? Or are you walking alone, assuming that they're following? By now, you might be thinking, this sounds great, but I'm exhausted and I want a real break. Good. You should rest. The beauty of intention setting is that it doesn't require a 40-page strategic plan and a slide deck. It's simple. So let me give you a few low-lift ways to start. First, borrow Aguilar's routine. She uses it before every workshop, coaching session, or even before she sits down to write. It takes about a minute. You pause, consider where you're headed and what's on your mind, and you name one intention for how you want to be. Something like, I want to be fully present, or I want to ask the hard questions I usually shy away from. Then, and this is the key, you write it down. And if you can, say it out loud to someone. Speaking it to another person creates what she calls soft accountability. Nobody's grading you. You're just more likely to notice it. Second, try a stop, start, continue protocol. This one comes from a leadership guide that we've built for MTSS leaders, and it's wonderfully concrete. Grab a sheet of paper or pull your team together and answer three questions. What practices should we stop? What's not working? What's just noise? What should we start? What's new, intentional practice that will move us forward? And what's working that we should continue? This single protocol does the stove metaphor for you. It forces the subtraction. Third, embrace what Judy Elliott calls baby steps for baby feet. You don't have to overhaul everything by August. Pick one or two things you're genuinely ready to take on. Trust is built in small, kept promises, not grand declarations. So before you close out the year, here are a few summer reflection prompts to carry into your quiet summer moments. You may even want to journal these, and I'll share these in the show notes for you. First, looking back, where did my daily habits this year match my values? And where did they quietly drift apart? Number two, on trust. If I ask my staff one question, what's one thing I consistently do that affects you for better or worse? What do you think they'd say? Number three, on subtraction. What's one thing I can take off my team's plate next year to protect their energy and trust? Number four, on presence. What's one intention for how I want to show up as an MTSS leader next year? Not a goal, an intention. And number five, on the main thing, am I treating MTSS as one more initiative or as the structure that holds everything together? You don't have to answer all five, even just one. Sitting with it honestly can reshape how you walk back through those doors in the fall. So as we wrap up, let me leave you with this. Supporting student needs across a district is hard, complex work. There's no secret, no magic bullet, just the consistent patient work of building a strong system of support. And that work is shaped more than we admit by the intentions we set and the honest reflection you're willing to do. Here's why it matters so much. We can't give every student the exact same support and expect fair outcomes. That's the whole point of a tiered support. We differentiate so that every child gets what they need to access excellent teaching and learning. And the leader who shows up with clear intention, who's done the reflective work, who protects their people's trust and keeps MTSS as the main thing, that leader creates conditions where that becomes possible. So this summer, rest. Truly rest. Turn off your phone notifications and be in quiet. Set your intention. Your students, your staff, and honestly, you will feel the difference next year. Thanks for spending this time with me. Go ahead, enjoy your break. You've earned it. And if no one's told you today, thank you for all the hard work you do for your team and your students. Thanks for listening to Schoolin' Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds. Go ahead and subscribe to our feed wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget, if you are enjoying our content, would you do us a favor and rate and review our podcast on iTunes? This helps others find our podcast and lets us know how much you love what we're creating. Branching Minds is an educational technology company using learning sciences and technology to help districts effectively personalize learning through MTSS. To learn more about us, check out our website, branchingminds.com, or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn at Branching Minds.